The careful singing on the fourth bird awakened the two children. Again, they started to search for their way home. Soon, they were more lost than ever. They were so tired and hungry that they could not move another step.
Great old Rook, what is that?
There! Through the tree is a piece of beautiful little courage. The walls were made of gingerbread, dotted with the rising and the nuts. The roof was made of cake, capped with the frosting and red cherries, and the window were sugar candies. First, the children started unable to breathe their eyes. Then they started running toward the cottage. We thought a war greater cheerfully broke under and ate a piece of window. A hunter ate a big piece of roof. Then they heard a ready voice tearing, calling,
"Neighbor, neighbor, little mouse, who is eating from my house?"
They looked at each other in surprise, but before they could say anything, a little old ready bowl around the corner. The old ready was very nice to them.
"You poor children, you look tired and hungry. Come inside, I'll give you something to eat."
She led them into her cottage and brought them cake, apple, and candy. Then she took them into the bedroom where they fell asleep on the softest bed they had ever seen. The old lady was a radiant, wicked witch, and her gingerbread cottage was a trap to attack the little children so she could call in them up. So, while Hansel was sleeping, she said, "I will carry him outside and look in his house. I will feed him good food every day to fatten him up. Each day, I will tell him to put his finger through the door so I can feel how much fatter he has become." The old witch could not see very well, and Hansel pulled her by sticking a chicken bone near the door each time. After several weeks, the witch still did not find Hansel any further. But she was so impatient that she decided to cook him in the super way. She told Gretel, "Get up, you right the oven. I'm ready to cook your brother." She dragged the sobbing girl into the kitchen and Gretel read the oven. "No crumb inside, and see if it is right for baking bread." Gretel suddenly knew what the witch was thinking. She went to push Gretel into the oven.
"I don't know how to do it. Here, little girl, I'll show you. Look, I can do it."
And the witch stirred her hand into the oven. Quicker as wind, Gretel pushed the witch right inside, snarling the door and rooked it right tight. Gretel ran to the handle of the hen house. When they knew the witch was gone for good, Hansel and Gretel danced with happiness. They looked through the house and farmer's rust of treasures. They put as much as they could into their pocket and ran over the house. Suddenly, they recognized this part of the forest and soon came to their own cottage. Their father ran out to greet them. "Oh, my children, I am so happy that you are home again." The nursery stepmother had left the cottage some time ago and has now never to return. The children showed their father all the treasures they had found, and they were no longer poor. Hansel and Gretel and their lucky father lived happily forever and ever.